following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get in the zone!
Imagine doing a complete oil change for little more than the price of a movie ticket. Well, now at AutoZone, pick up a 5-plus quart jug of durable Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter on sale for $16.99 or just $9.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. That's right, just $9.99. See store for restrictions and details. So make protecting your engine as easy as possible. The AutoZone way. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Three, six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director, Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that, a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. Mohawk. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Danny Show.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Christmas week. It's Christmas week.
Y'all done shopping?
Let's see. Basketball every night.
Well, there's
and
not
I just can't do it on Saturday and Sunday. And I was busy Saturday, but I just can't do it. I mean, when you live in the community, why battle everybody that comes in from out of the community when it's just psychotic? No, I'm not even close, to tell you the truth. Some things have been purchased, a lot more to do. The good news is I think I got a good handle on where and when, and which is better than usual. Maybe some of the gifts are a little bit easier. How do you find anything to wear, by the way? I'm trying to find a 3X. Do they even make those without ordering them online?
Pretty much an online deal.
It's just incredible.
I mean, I'm sure, and that's something that, you know what, maybe the Buckle people can chime in, and maybe they just don't cater to chubbier people. But we're the most obese nation in the world. I think everybody knows that. Everybody knows that a triple cheeseburger with extra lard and extra cheese and bacon on it is what, I mean, that's in every drive-through across the nation in the United States of America. We're the most obese nation in the world, and the only jeans you can find are 34s. That's the biggest size we make. What? You're right, Douglas. Yeah, and I like tall. I mean, I just need it a little bit longer because it don't look very good in a half shirt. I'll be honest with you.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
And so.
Coming up on the show today, Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com is going to join us. We have talked about this on the show before. There's 21/6 of the Division I schools looking for new coaches, some still looking. Bo Pelini spoke after practice Friday. Didn't really say anything. We'll hear what he didn't have to say. Also, Hastings College has a new head volleyball coach. We'll hear some comments and tell you who that is, and it's got ties to Nebraska. Also, to Nebraska volleyball. And also, Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, scheduled to join us, but a UNK flavor to get things going here on the show today. Daddy, did you know, and I was shocked, the Lopers have had some players that have signed on and been with pro rosters and pro teams, but it has been since 1987 that an ex-Loper actually stepped on an NFL playing field in the regular season, and it happened yesterday, so we can say 2011. 24 years.
Congratulations to our next guest. First of all, number 95 for the Oakland Raiders, Mason Brodin joins us. Mason, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
There's so many things to ask you in such a short amount of time as you get ready for film, but let's go through the emotions. How did you find out that you were getting called up, and what happened at that moment?
Well, they had been telling us all throughout the season that if anybody ever got hurt or moved to IR, we'd be getting called up. And so they let me know on Saturday morning, day before the game, that I was getting called up. So I went in and signed the papers and was on active roster.
Now, what did you go outside and scream, do a little dance for Major League? I know you probably called the folks and the family and the friends, but, I mean, first thing, did you have a little celebration somewhere?
Well, yeah, my fiance Katie Hall was with me, and we were pretty excited. So we kind of high-fived in the parking lot, and then started making phone calls.
Who was more excited, you or Dad and Mom?
I don't know. Dad and Mom are pretty excited, but I think it'd be tough to top me.
But okay, Mason. But you get the call on Saturday morning. Parents are in Elm Creek, Nebraska, in central Nebraska. Oakland's a long ways away. I mean, you know, Denver Airport, but there's not a whole lot of time to make flight arrangements. They got to wait a week to see you play, don't they?
They'll probably come down to Kansas City to watch us up there.
Okay, you got to step on the field yesterday. What was it like? If I got it right, you were in on some special teams work. Is that right?
Yeah, I got to get in on the kickoff return.
Did you hit anybody?
I got a couple of chips in, but they were mostly on smaller guys, so they're a little shiftier.
I figured he ran down the sideline and looked at big number 9-0 for the Lions and said, "Bring it." Lucky you're both on defense, wouldn't have to tangle that way.
What was the atmosphere? I mean, when you're on the field, do you notice the crowd? It was an exciting game yesterday for fans that don't know.
Yeah, you know, there was just a few more fans than I was used to at a Loper game, so it was just a little bit louder.
Mason Brodin is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the first Loper to play in an NFL game since 1987. So let's ask you the home question. A town of less than 1,000 in Elm Creek, where you were successful in your high school career, successful in your college career. But I'll tell you what, there aren't a lot of guys from towns the size of Elm Creek that played in the pros and from Division II football that played in the pros. You're going to be the poster child for both of those programs for a little bit. How does that make you feel?
You know, that'd be great. I just, you know, hope I do all right and show kids that there anything's possible, you know.
Mason, was there ever a frustrating part this year when you're out there working hard with this team and you know you're so close, but you're not getting called? Did you ever get down?
There's always parts where you feel like you're doing well, and you always want to get your shot to get on the field. But I just understood that if I couldn't get down, I had to keep working and keep grinding so I could actually get on the field.
And the last minute here with Mason Brodin, because he's got to get to meetings because he is an NFL player. Now, what does this mean, Mason? Is this a one-week deal? Is this the rest of the season? How long was the contract you signed? Can you fill us in on those details?
The contract I signed was for the rest of this season. And but it's, nothing's guaranteed because it is the NFL. So I'm going week to week.
Okay, Mason, now what everybody wants to know, have you had a beer with Janikowski yet?
I don't know if I'm at liberty to say on that one.
it looked like he was tuned up when he fell down on the kickoff yesterday. What about being in a playoff race, Mason? Can you grasp that? You're on a team that's got a chance to make the NFL playoffs. Even after the loss yesterday, can you grasp that you guys are in a title run?
You know, it's great that we are. We've been working hard all season. We just, would like to obviously be in the driver's seat instead of having to plan on other teams losing. But, it's great. We're just going to keep working hard and hope the chips fall in our favor.
Mason, is Mark Davis around? I mean, is he around the team quite a bit?
I haven't seen him around the practice facility. But, he's around doing, the management side of things. And, I mean, what he's doing must be working. We've had a pretty good year so far.
Well, it helps when you get a quarterback back out of retirement like Palmer's been for you guys.
Palmer's a great quarterback. Just watching him in practice and stuff. Once he got the rust off, you know, he's been doing great things.
Well, I think they're already starting to get out the old Elm Creek jersey and get out the UNK jersey, and we're looking forward to seeing you back home after a successful, hopefully long run to the rest of the season. Mason, we'll let you get back to work, and hopefully we can talk with you again soon. Hey, best Christmas present you could get. Congratulations. Happy holidays, and best of luck the last two games and hopefully into the playoffs.
Thanks a bunch.
Mason Brodean, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Every word you want to use about how cool that is.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And I think, okay, he's on the practice squad. A lot of guys get on the practice squad, and you're thinking, okay, another week. Am I going to get my opportunity? And the opportunity never comes. Well, you got to say he played on Sunday. Now you got to say, let's hang around. Let's make the special teams coach notice me. Once the special teams coach notices you, then make the defensive coach notice you and get on the field more and more. Should be a lot of fun coming to Kansas City next. But I just thought it was strange. They don't tell you till Saturday morning. It's like it's the biggest game of your life. You're so fired up. It's like I know mom and dad want to be there. I know everybody wants to see it, but less than 24 hours away from start time.
I think we could have asked Mason, but again, I think it was one of those that he probably couldn't tell you. Chris Johnson was who he replaced, a corner. He went on the reserve non-illness list. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
there's all kinds of lists. There's grievement. I mean, so you know it's something weird.
Yeah, away from.
Something weird that he needed to be away from the team or something like that. I mean, reserve non-illness list. How many things can that be?
Who was the last loper?
Scott Cooper, defensive lineman, 1987, according to the man that does know it all, Peter Yazvak, who probably needed some help on that one because 87 was before he showed up here. But the last loper to play in an NFL game was defensive lineman Scott Cooper in 87. Now, again, other lopers have signed on with teams, but the last one to play in an NFL game was Scott Cooper.
I don't, you know, that goes, I mean, obviously, I was.
It would have been Richie
young.
Ross had he not shattered his kneecap.
Yes.
I believe.
Oh, I think you're exactly right on that.
Oh, so, still coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today, Pete Roussel. And also, we're going to be talking with Damon Day, I believe, expected to stop in. They've got some baseball camp coming up. But a lot of things went on over the weekend. I can't even wait till Loper Link. Congratulations to the UNK men. After taking the number one team in the country to overtime last weekend, they beat the number six team on Saturday, turn right around and win again yesterday. Loper women finally getting the win column, and they do it pretty impressively, winning both games fairly easily. So congratulations to both of those.
Karma from Look What's Cooking there, huh?
It's got to. Yeah, well, you know, I always love when we get ripped because somebody comes on and then all of a sudden some kind of streak stops or starts or whatever. And then, you know, it's just not one of those things you talk about on the program. But and in Hastings, they both play tonight. The women play 12th-ranked Kansas Wesleyan, and the men go to UNO, play a Division I program in UNO tonight in Omaha, and you'll be able to hear that at 7 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. So many other things to talk about, Husker football and Bo Pelini and what's been going on, of course, with the senior awards that were handed out, Lance Thorell, Jared Crick, Brett Maher all being recognized, Burkhead and David, the team MVPs. Had a great time over the weekend. I was unable because of the basketball to go Friday. But because we had hockey on the air Saturday, I was able to go to professional bull riding. The place, I don't know what you consider sold out, but it had to be darn close to sold out by the time you go with the stands on the floor and the folks that were standing around and then the normal seating. I think everybody had a good time. I think the Bulls won more this year than they did last year. The winner was
Chase Outback out of Arkansas.
He was the only guy to ride in the finals. They go 40-40 was, and I don't think everybody exactly showed up, but like 35-40 ride. And then the top 10 go to the short go, and the Bulls were 9-1 in the short go.
Yeah, and then his bull actually kind of stopped. He got a 71, had an opportunity for a re-ride, and said, nope, 71's good enough. Give me the check. Thank you.
That's right. I'm out of here. PBA, though, or RFA on Friday. I heard lots of great things, and you kept talking about karma. The two gentlemen that we had on the show, Mark Dickman and James Krause, were both winners last week.
Well, James Krause, probably obviously the biggest knockout of the night. It was like a roundhouse kick into the side of the head, and the mouthpiece flew out, and then he got on top and had about three punches later, finished him off. But Tim Elliott fought Jens Pulver, and once again, we said this last week, Jens Pulver, it's been 10 years ago, but he was the first lightweight champion in the UFC. He defeated BJ Penn. That's a big name. He was the main event with Tim Elliott. Tim Elliott, many people thought, was a real up-and-comer. Tim Elliott pretty much just took over the fight. Went in the second round, I think at the very end of the second round, and finished off Pulver in an impressive performance there. But there were just a lot of good fights, and Dakota Cochran, the UNK, was on the track team, came back to fight. What was Blackman's first name? Romico?
Romico, yeah.
Okay, Romico Blackman wrestled in the Olympics, okay? He's a pretty good wrestler. Now, people were booing Romico because he basically took Dakota Cochran down, stayed on top, controlled the fight. Well, it wasn't flashy, but that's part of the rules of UFC or RFA or whatever you want to call it. You control the fight, basically dominate your opponent. When they were on their feet, Dakota Cochran, I would like to see the next fight have Dakota Cochran back with some guy that's not a wrestling specialist, somebody that wants, because the shots, he landed shots when he was on his feet. But when you get a guy from the Olympics, you know, they don't pick up the third stringer from York College to wrestle in the Olympics. This guy was awfully talented. And about at will, he would take down Dakota Cochran. Well, the fans didn't really like the, you know, but that was part of the rules. I thought he's doing his strength. That's what he does. I just thought from start to finish, I thought we had good fights, and it was a fun time.
Which fights were better, the ones in the cage or the ones outside?
No, there was just a little scrap. The ones in the cage were way better.
Great weekend, and crowd, okay.
Okay.
Not great. Less than the bull riding on Saturday, but
they said 1,500, I think, in the paper. I thought in talking to people, closer to 1,800, but regardless, down from what it should have been. But I think having to do over again, we probably would have set this off about 3 weeks and planned a time in January, maybe tried to get away from the conference back. I mean, I think it was just a bad day. You got Christmas parties. You've got a lot of things going on. The high school
scene.
Nobody
had their Christmas party out there?
I don't think so. I don't.
You sure?
No.
Not E.T.?
No. No Christmas party. That was a week ago. No, E&T and Home Improvement. No, that was a week before.
Okay. Well, just checking it out. If you went out, thanks for doing it. If you went to Loper games, thanks for doing it. If you went to high school games, thanks for doing it, because we know you are very, very busy. And lots of things going on. And, again, first time, people will spread the word about hopefully how good it was, because Kirk Brooks told us on this show last week that it will be back. And everybody.
April. It'll be back in April. We'll get you a date. We'll try and pass that information along, because.
Were you paying attention when Big John said, let's get it on?
Tell you what, Big John was by far the most popular. You know, even Jen, I mean, people wanted, you know, a piece of these guys. Ivel has fought in the UFC versus Diego, and that's a huge deal. But Ivel was a guy that dropped from 246 pounds to 205. All right, folks, if I lose 30 pounds, not that big of a deal. It's not earth-shattering. He's got 6% body fat at 246. And you go lose 40 pounds off of that? Okay, let me break it down for you further. You're a 5 handicap getting to scratch. That's a monster jump. I'm a 23 getting to a 17. That can be done. Okay? George Ivel had shut and up tattooed on his eyelids. That you, if you get tattoos on your eyelids, you are a tough SO, whatever you want
gentleman,
to say.
Tough person.
Yes, you are a tough, tough guy to get shut and up tattooed on your eyelids. I give you that. But George Ivel took over, and it was fun to see some of these guys that have competed on a very, very high, big stage before.
We want to thank Mason Brodeen for joining us on the program today and for all the guys last week with the RFA and the PBR. And if you missed any of those, you can check them out on our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's on ESPN, superstation.com. And, of course, all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Breakfast served until 11 a.m. every day. Get two croissant sandwiches for only $4 at BK. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. When we come back, we'll tell you who the new Hastings College volleyball coach is. Hear from him. Hear a couple of comments from Bo Pelini and Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com, all coming up.
The Bose Wave Music System is the gift that delights nearly anyone. Hear lifelike sound for CDs and radio. Connect your MP3 player or add the optional multi-CD changer for hours of uninterrupted music. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-1640 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Ask about easy financing. Order the Wave Music System by January 2nd to save $50 and receive free shipping. The Bose Wave Music System, 1-800-611-1640.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. This holiday season, don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Do what I do. Head to StubHub and pick up gift certificates for all the fans in your life. Not only can you bang out your holiday shopping in a few clicks, but you're giving them something they're sure to love. Everybody's a fan of something. So this year, forget the holiday socks, pass on the chocolates. Do everybody a favor. Don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Pick up a StubHub gift certificate. Trust me, they'll thank you for it.
StubHub!
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Nebraska football team continues preparations for their January 2nd Capital One Bowl. Kickoff is at 12 noon against South Carolina. The Tri-City Storm is off until December 28th when they welcome in Des Moines, with Sioux City on the 30th and Omaha on New Year's Eve. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are in action tonight. The women will host 12th-ranked Kansas Wesleyan at 6. The men are in Omaha to take on UNO at 7 on 1230 KHAS. The Husker men's basketball team will host Central Michigan Tuesday at 7. The women will host South Dakota State Wednesday at 7. The UNK men and women's basketball teams are off until December 30th when they travel to Adams State. In wrestling, the Huskers are off until December 29th when they head to Arizona to take on Arizona State and Boise State. UNK will head to the Cliff Keene National Duels January 7th, and the Hastings wrestling team will host their Quality Hotel Open January 7th. And that's a Sports Minute.
We'll see breaks of sun, allow us some cloudiness developing as we head through the day today, as temperatures will hold pretty steady in the 30s. North winds will stay gusty at around 15 to 25. Tonight, we'll head back to the upper teens for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 32.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a lot coming up on the program, so stay with us.
Douglas, it's Christmas time, and you're looking for last-minute gifts. They've got them for you. You don't know what to get Dad. He needs that new recliner. Bruce Furniture's got it. If it's on their floor, it'll be in your house this afternoon, if that's what you desire. If you want it delivered later in the week, they'll do it for you there. Bruce Furniture, if that's what you desire. They're after what it is to please a customer. That's you out there. There's no after-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. Bruce Furniture makes shopping worry-free with just the right trial period for you as well. Check it out. Not the right color once you get it in your home? That's fine. They'll replace it. Put another one in there. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Plus, there's no need to move that old recliner. They'll do that before they haul the new one in. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Check them out today. They've got great Christmas specials going on, plus that in-home trial period for you, the customer. They want to make it just right for you this Christmas time. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas from everyone at Bruce Furniture. Thanks for Bruce Furniture for being a part of our show this entire year. Mike and the gang, they do a great job down there. Check them out today.
Hastings College has announced that Matt Buttermore has been appointed head coach for the Hastings College Bronco volleyball team. Ian Roberts, athletic director, said they're excited about having Matt join the program. He knows the GPAC and the NAIA, recognized in 2011 as a 30 under 30 award winner by the American Volleyball Coaches Association, which means one of the best up-and-coming coaches in the country. He spent three seasons as an assistant at Bellevue University, preceded by three seasons at Concordia in Seward. He's coached numerous volleyball club teams, served as a clinician at summer camps in Nebraska and Iowa, honed his expertise in volleyball while playing at the University of Findlay. As a middle blocker, he lettered for 4 years and earned academic all-conference honors. Also, his wife is the former Laura Pilikowski, played with Nebraska on their undefeated national championship team, where she was twice an All-American, the fourth coach because of a variety of situations at Hastings College in the last 5 years.
Welcome to the area. Great to have a new coach with us.
Says that he is excited to be here. Got a chance, as their press conference was this morning, to hear from the coach.
Couldn't be more excited. This has always been a job that it's always been a place that has always seemed like a great place to coach volleyball at, from my time at Concordia and then even being at Bellevue, even though we didn't play him every year. Everyone that we met here, I think the interview process just confirmed all our suspicions, and we just had a great time. We had a great time meeting everybody. Everyone was excited to be here, made it exciting for us to want to come here, and we just couldn't be happier.
Of course, Tony, Hastings College, for a variety of circumstances last season, the head volleyball coach stepped down in August this fall, which left it up to the assistants in Roseanne Welliver to take over and try and help this team. And they had a good season. I mean, for what was laid on those two, they had a good season, but they've had a long time to look for this coach.
No, and I think obviously they've been searching for a while. Those other girls, as great of a job as they did, just didn't have any coaching experience. And I think, you know, it's probably kind of behind the eight ball when you're looking for a head coach. Okay, well, look what we did this year. Well, you probably, as an athletic director, looking for a little bit more experience. But I think those girls did a remarkable job this entire season.
Matt Buttermore, the new head volleyball coach at Hastings College, says he's big on leadership.
I'm big on leadership. I'm big on competing hard every day. We want to make sure we're having a lot of competition and practice. And then there's some certain, I guess, volleyball-specific styles that I'm interested in. Probably more importantly, you always have to kind of tailor your style to what talent you have. So I try not to get too rooted into what I want to do. You know, what are we going to be good at? And let's focus on that and take advantage of that rather than trying to be something we're not.
Of course, when your wife was an All-American and won a national championship, the obvious question is, what role will Laura have with the team?
Yeah, Laura is a strength coach in Nebraska, and as soon as she's able to get on campus, I want her to continue that work with our volleyball team. So she'll be responsible for our strength and conditioning, and then kind of maybe other duties as needed. But definitely in the strength and conditioning aspect, we want her. She's one of the best in the country, if not the best at volleyball strength and conditioning.
So there you go. New head volleyball coach at Hastings College. We're efforting to get Matt on the program sometime this week and talk more with the next head volleyball coach at Hastings College.
Well, good for them. And like I said, welcome to the area. I think, obviously, him and her very, very athletic family should be interesting to see and how many more wins they can stack up with this program. Doug, they're jumping around out in the hallway. Line one. People are out there screaming at everybody.
Well, they shouldn't be screaming. Coming up on the show, we've got we're going to talk a little football coaching news here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we're looking forward to that, as we will call Pete Russell from CoachingSearch.com. But, again, a lot going on over the weekend. And as we said, the basketball teams are doing well. The football teams are doing well. Wayne State, Michigan, wanted to mention that.
Yeah, you know, they get off to – it's one of those deals where you've got to have everything go correctly. And it's one of those things that it just didn't go correctly. Pittsburgh State is one of those teams when you're blocking field goals and they're blocking, you know, when things go like that backwards for you, you've got to be able to – everything really had to go right for Wayne State. And it's one of those deals – Pittsburgh State's an awfully talented football team. They come back, but it was almost like it's kind of like Wyoming. They get the score 21-7 right before half. Two plays later, boom, huge play. You know, right before half to upset the apple cart, so to speak. And then your back is against the wall again. But it seemed like every time Wayne State, Michigan would score, Pittsburgh State would come right back at you, and that was that. But congratulations on a great season. I think the Lopers
field goal doesn't get blocked. I think they got a great chance to win that game.
Yeah, field goal gets blocked. I mean, Doug, you got to have a perfect game against Pittsburgh State. You had to feel, and when you get a block for a touchdown, 10-point swing, awfully huge swing, one of those deals.
Well, we are pleased now to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio a man that played football with Eli Manning in high school, coached and was a grad assistant, was on a variety of staffs, including Ole Miss with with Coach Cutcliffe, and now he has started a website that keeps him pretty busy, CoachingSearch.com, and we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show Pete Roussel to talk a little bit about all the craziness that is going on in the world of coaching, and Nebraska's looking for a defensive coordinator, and variety of sites said they might be looking at Iowa in conference. It's crazy, but we welcome Pete to the Doug and Daddy Show. Pete, thanks for the time. How are you today?
Guys, glad to be with you. I tell you what, this carousel just keeps going. The next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be really, really interesting. It just it's one change after another.
Pete, Doug mentioned earlier 21 Division I coaches, head coaches out. One out of every six coaches is fired, and they're looking for a coach to replace him. Have you ever saw a year with this much turnover?
Well, I tell you what, as soon as the year ended, I went out on record and I said, guys, we're going to have 28 changes this year. And people told me I was crazy. And, well, right now we're at 25, and I still got a feeling we're going to end up getting to 28. You got 25 guaranteed, and you're going to have we've got six jobs that have yet to be filled, with Akron, Hawaii, Houston, Penn State, Pitt, and Southern Miss. So when it's all said and done, a couple of these schools, whether it's Penn State or Pitt, maybe even a Southern Miss, they hire current head coaches, and the carousel continues. I think we're going to end up getting to 28.
Well, it looks like Joe Shad, one of the guys I'm sure you know a little bit about, he's reporting that Brian Norwood has been contacted by Penn State and Hawaii. He's the Baylor associate head coach. Let's start there because we're interested in Penn State. Is that the kind of a direction they would look at?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, you would think that Penn State's going to have to hire a guy that personifies integrity, maybe somebody with a background in academics, a clean record as a person and in terms of NCAA violations. And then this person's going to have to be equipped to not only handle the regular interviews, such as a ESPN College Game Day, SportsCenter type of interviews, but also 60 Minutes, Dateline NBC, because this circumstance is so unique surrounding the Penn State situation right now, and for the next year or two, there's always going to be questions. The new head coach is going to have to talk about the current situation. That's just reality.
Pete, biggest surprise hire to you? For me, it was Charlie Weiss. I'll be honest with you. That was just shocking to me that Kansas would hire him, but your biggest shock to you?
Yeah, Charlie Weiss certainly was the most surprising hire. I mean, of course, I don't think anybody saw Todd Graham leaving Pittsburgh after 1 year to go to Arizona State. And then for anybody to say that they saw New Mexico hiring Bob Davey, I mean, of course, that was a shocker. I do believe that Bob Davey is a good fit at New Mexico. And a number of these coaches, guys, that have been out of the profession for a year or multiple years, Bob Davey's been out 10, but they always say if you're involved in television and you go from campus to campus each week in the fall and you talk to different coaches, it really, really helps you. Bob Davey said at his opening press conference, he said, there's no question that I'm better prepared this time around than I've ever been. He said, I've learned so much. I've got my philosophy. I'm ready to go. And I'm looking forward to seeing him have success at New Mexico.
Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, talking with Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com. One of the more recent stories you have up there is a name that's been thrown around a lot, yet he says he's happy where he's at. And of course, that's till he gets a better opportunity and more money. That's Dan Mullen down at Mississippi State. Is Penn State the only job left that he would consider?
Well, I think so, yeah. I mean, at this point. But, I, you know, a couple of weeks ago, they had the National Football Foundation coaches meetings up in New York. And I knew that Tuesday night, as of that Tuesday night, Dan Mullen had not been contacted by any officials at Penn State. I think he's going to end up staying in Starkville for at least another year. I really do.
Pete, your thoughts on Carl Pelini? Of course, Nebraska fans interested in that, him getting hired on at Florida International.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an interesting situation because he's going to go down there to Boca Raton. He does not have a huge amount of money for his assistant coaches. You know, obviously, he's going to be paid around the $450,000 range. And, you know, for a head coach, you know, in the Sun Belt Conference, that's about middle of the pack. You know, it's not just about the one head coach, though. It's about who can he hire? Who are the nine guys? Can they work well as a team? I would imagine he's been, you know, itching for an opportunity to become a head coach. He's now got his chance. He's going to bring in Marvin Sanders, Ross Watson. He'll have some guys that he fully believes in wholeheartedly. And let's see what he does. And, you know, there's a hotbed of talent down there in Florida near Boca Raton. So I'm interested to see how Carl Pelini does at Florida Atlantic.
Pete Russell of CoachingSearch.com is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's stay with the Nebraska ties because a couple of weeks ago I said, you know, with Turner Gill not getting the chance at Kansas, and I know the record wasn't good, so if you're not a fan of Kansas or a fan of Turner Gill, I can see why you would want him out of there. But I thought he would have a chance to go right into another Division I job. I thought Akron, because he had success in the MAC conference, and I, you know, the personalities you just don't know, but that seemed like that would be a fit. Or some of these lower end D1 jobs in Arkansas State, which I know they've taken some of these other schools. Were you surprised that Turner took a job at a school like Liberty?
No, I really wasn't. I mean, I think there's something to be said right now in the profession with how many hours these coaches work and how strenuous the profession is. You better enjoy yourself. You better have fun, and there are not very many head coaching jobs out there. The Liberty job, guys, I tell you what, you would not believe the number of people that were actually interested in that job. They had a number of big-name coaches, Division I coordinators, former head coaches that were all trying to get in the mix for that job. You know, I think Turner Gill realized, hey, listen, I don't need a huge paycheck. I've got Kansas paying me a ton of money the next several years. You know, his contract there, he's in a good situation, wanted to be a head coach again, and, you know, is actually in a pretty good situation at Liberty.
Okay, I asked you earlier about the biggest surprise of a hire. Biggest surprise on that coaching list that got let go. Anybody stand out to go, ooh, that was maybe you didn't see one coming?
Well, you know, Dennis Erickson had a chance to stick around for another year at Arizona State. I mean, you thought they were close offensively. They put some really good numbers. You felt like maybe they were going to get one more year. It just didn't happen. They wanted to bring in some fresh blood and ended up, after 17 days, finally landing Todd Graham. You know, there were some interesting changes, but, you know, I don't know if there was one more, you know, more surprising than Mike Sherman. You know, that one really felt like maybe A&M just going into the SEC wanted to head into a new conference with a new coach. Felt like Mike Sherman really was actually really close this year. You know, they lost three or four games that could have gone either way, very, very close to winning 9 or 10 games. You know, that one was surprising, but you guys, you never know in this profession. It's really crazy, and the way the profession's heading right now, I mean, it's like every year you're going to have 25 to 30 changes.
I just know that the one that stuck out to me was Pat Hill getting let go at Fresno State, because what else would you know Fresno State for? Who do you think the next hire is? Well, Akron, I think, supposed to announce here today who their next coach is. There's still a couple of big names out there. What's the next big news here? Because I don't think anybody wants to be hiring coaches after Wednesday when they get into Christmas break.
Well, yeah, you always want to break good news on Monday or Tuesday, and then you don't want to break it, you know, too close to Christmas, because then everybody's away from the media, everybody's away from Twitter, away from television. You want to have the positive news breaking early in the week. So I would expect today and tomorrow at least two or three of these jobs could go down, maybe even Southern Miss, Houston, maybe even Pittsburgh. So, you know, Akron obviously has yet to fill the job. You know, in some crazy news, they're apparently going to announce the new head coach via their Twitter feed, which was a little surprising. But, you know, the next couple of days, you know, we should have two or three, four of these jobs becoming filled. Keep an eye on Dirk Cutter, Jacksonville Jaguars offensive coordinator. He could end up landing the job at Hawaii.
You know, that's not a bad gig if you enjoy the travel. But I know Tony's got a couple more for you. What's the next fail for Steve Peterson? Who's he hiring?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be interesting. He's obviously in a tough situation. He cannot wait very long. You know, you always want to get it right, but I tell you what, from a public relations perspective, just the perspective, the perception that you know, he's in right now. He needs to move quickly and show that he's got a plan and he knows what he's doing. You know, they've talked to Luke Fickell at Ohio State. They've talked with Paul Christ, the Wisconsin offensive coordinator. Mario Cristobal at Florida International could enter the mix there. Keep an eye on that one. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. I know he can't mess this one up.
You're right on that. Well, oh yeah, he can mess it up from a Nebraska standpoint, but I'm going to go back to when these coaches are hired, it seems to be a real buddy system. When they get let go, somebody else picks them up, and you're either in. It's a hard deal to break into. If you're a young coach or if you're an old coach trying to get into the coaching deal, do you have to know somebody?
It's not only about who you know, but it's about timing. I'll give you a perfect example. You look at Arizona, Rich Rodriguez ends up taking the job in Tucson, a guy that he's worked with in the past, he's very close with, the quarterback's coach there, Frank Selfo. They had a great run together at Tulane when they were both on Tommy Bowden's staff, and, you know, Rich decided to go in a different direction. It's just the way the profession is. Sometimes it's not only about who you know, but it is about timing. And looking at the hires this year in terms of the assistant coaches, you know, there's only been one graduate assistant in the entire country to this point that has landed a full-time coaching gig at the Division I level. You know, the older guys, the guys that have been out, that are very experienced coaches, whether it be guys that have been in the NFL that are now out of jobs, you see very, very few of those guys getting back in. And really, more and more head coaches, they understand that this profession is about players. It's about recruiting, and all these guys want to hire, you know, the 25 to 35-year-old guys that have their iPhones on them all day long, that are familiar with Twitter, that are familiar with Facebook, that understand social media, that understand how to connect with these 18, 19-year-old recruits, because that is the name of the game.
And also, of course, the best defensive coordinator in all of Division II football is Bob Crocker. Where does he land next year?
I tell you what, listen, this guy is, you know, he's put up statistics year after year after year, you know, hasn't gotten his big break. I just got a feel. It's just a matter of time, you know. Certainly very well respected, you know, in the profession. Has had some opportunities to interview at some big places in the past. And, you know, keep an eye on Croc next couple of years. He's going to end up getting a big Division I job.
Pete, that's my problem with this whole buddy system is Kevin Cosgrove keeps finding jobs. I mean, Rob Iannello had such a successful run at Akron, it took Charlie Weiss a day and a half to hire him.
Right.
I'm looking at these guys going, seriously? As somebody like Croc that puts up statistics year in, year out, and his phone doesn't ring. It's like, it just seems to be a lack of fairness almost.
Well, take a guy like Jeff Jagosinski, for example. I mean, Jeff Jagosinski beat Charlie Weiss twice when he was the head coach at Boston College, and he can't get a sniff. Now, you know, the guy won two ACC championships. You know, put Matt Ryan in the, you know, first couple of picks in the NFL draft. You know, had a great run going, graduated his players at BC. You know, obviously ended up getting let go because he interviewed for the head coaching job with the New York Jets. But now he's out there, he's unemployed, and you got guys getting jobs that really, you know, they haven't even won. You know, so it's a head scratcher. You know, this profession is it's unbelievable. I talked to more coaches just in the last 3 weeks. Literally, the phrase they use. I mean, this sentence. This profession is unbelievable. I've heard that 45 times from coaches in the last 3 weeks. I promise you.
I promise you, I can outcoach Kevin Cosgrove right now, and I know nothing about defense.
Pete, we got to ask you, every fan in Nebraska wants to know who Nebraska's next defensive coordinator is. One of the competing sites is not calling him our defensive coordinator, but they believe it's John Papuchis, like a lot of us do, and they find somebody else. It's the Iowa defensive line coach possibly coming in, and Rick Kaczynski. Any thoughts on what Nebraska might be doing?
Yeah, I tell you what, you just have to imagine that if Bo Pelini doesn't stay in-house with John Papuchis, it's going to be I would think it would end up being a guy that's, you know, he's got a relationship with, a guy that certainly the staff chemistry is going to stay together. He's not going to go outside, hire somebody who's going to come in, bring quote-unquote his own scheme, his own system. You know, Nebraska's close. You know, they've won 9, 110, 109. You know, they're right there. They made a change last year with the offensive coordinator. You know, Tim Beck's running the offense now. I don't think they changed their core philosophy and core beliefs on defense under Bo Pelini. So I would suspect that John Papuchis has got a good shot to become the defensive coordinator. If not, it's going to be somebody that just comes in and, hey, let's keep this system. Let's keep doing what we do, what we believe in, and let's make a run at it next year.
Pete, before we let you go, I got to ask you an Eli Manning question. You were a wide receiver in high school. He was a quarterback. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, when you're coming up with Eli, at what point do you say, uh-oh, that's different than everybody else that throws a football?
Well,
what grade?
Well, his sophomore year, you knew he was going to be really, really good. I mean, it was really his work ethic and his approach to everything. Even back in high school, you know, he was always kind of quiet, but he commanded respect. You knew, even as a sophomore, it was his team. You know, and we would go out literally every Sunday the whole year. And we would have he'd bring his four or five receivers with him, and we would go out and run routes. And just that hour session, it wasn't there to play around. I mean, you were there for 1 hour to work. And, you know, coaches knew his junior year he was going to be really special. And we must have had spring practice heading into his senior year. We must have had 35, 40 Division I coaches come by the school. It was really neat to see.
And none of them picked you up? Pete, now that we have your number, we will stalk you. And we appreciate you giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of great information, and thanks so much for the time. We'll have you on ESPN Radio again. Thanks so much.
Sounds good, guys. We'll talk soon.
Check out the website, folks, coachingsearch.com. Pete Russell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with all of the coaching changes going on out there.
He's 28, according to him. 28 coaches. Sign. There's only 120? Okay, 100, I was going to say.
Well, there's a couple of them you don't count.
Right.
We got to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, folks, if you're looking for a little lunch, why not check out our friends at Big Daddy's Deli, two locations in Hastings at 801 West 2nd Street or 610 East South Street in Kearney on top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, home of a bazillion sandwiches. They offer many other menu items such as soups and salads. You got to go back time and time again just to get through all the good sandwiches on the board, even the ones that just appeal to you. I mean, I see the bazillion sandwiches. There's some I'm just not going to eat. But there's half a bazillion that I will.
There's two-thirds of a bazillion that I will.
It's got turkey and bacon. It's got a good chance of going down my gullet. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breaks of sun allow us some cloudiness developing as we head through the day today, as temperatures will hold pretty steady in the 30s. North winds will stay gusty at around 15 to 25. Tonight, we'll head back to the upper teens for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 32.
Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, the voice of the South Carolina Gamecocks is going to join us.
Todd Ellis, actually, we were refereeing the other night, and the varsity officials are in there. My buddy Dan Nelson from Holdridge, one of the officials, I said, he said, who are you having on from South Carolina? I said, play-by-play guy Todd Ellis, and he right away, he goes, yeah, he was a quarterback, 86, those 86, 87s. And I said, yeah. He said it was, Steve Taylor out of the ball game? And I said, well, who came in for him? He said, Cleet Blakeman. I mean, right away, maybe it wasn't Steve Taylor. They knocked Nebraska quarterback out of the game. He said, yeah, Cleet Blakeman came in. 90-yard drive, Nebraska won it. I think one of the scores was 30-21. And then next year, he said, both of them were really good games. But he remembered them far, far better. And he said, Todd Ellis was a really, really good player.
You mean All-American quarterback Steve Taylor?
That's amazing, isn't it?
By the way, Daddy and I, with our bowl selections, I would like to just step right up front and say they played three games Saturday, and I missed every damn one of them.
Did you?
And
really?
I am happy for Frank Solich and Noah Keller. Good Lord, didn't. After the fluffing Noah took on an ESPN on Saturday, he ought to be making some real money. Good Lord. Great game, but boy, they were in love with Noah Keller, and that's great. That is great. We talked about Mason Brodine and had Mason on at the start of the show. Now Noah Keller. Great, great, great job by Noah. Great kid, too.
Yep.
And so they win by one over Utah State. Louisiana Lafayette blows a huge lead, and then... Oh, they're lined up to kick a 55-yard field goal. And San Diego State jumps off sides. What, you got to get in there quick? I wouldn't have even rushed the kid. If you can nail the 55-yarder, fine. Otherwise, jump straight up. Maybe he goes with a low kick and you block it. How do you jump off sides? I know, it's adrenaline. It's the heat of the moment. And then Wyoming just got torched right after Dave Christensen got a 5-year contract extension as Wyoming's coach. Temple's good. We all knew that was going to be a good couple of good football teams, and Temple got the win there. But how'd you do? Were you 2-1?
Took
Temple.
Our new guy didn't give me my sheet.
2-1. I think you took San Diego State, didn't you?
I did take San Diego State.
And for most of our folks, we can kind of tell you, you know how you're doing. Other people know how they're doing. Nobody went 3-0. We had 9 folks that were eligible for our Big Daly's Deli Championship Pick'em. And, of course, the grand prize from Misco Sports and Ord. These are all the folks, or in Kearney, whatever. They got stores in both places at Misco Sports. But we had 9 folks just destroy us, which was a record. 8 of them returned their entry forms, and only one of them, Andy, went 0-3. Had a lot of 2-1s.
We had 2 0-3s, don't we?
A lot of 2-1s. Well, the one that didn't send theirs in is 0-3.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Merritt says if Jason does send his in, he's still eligible. He's just 0-3.
Well,
you know, maybe spot in the field. But 2-1 for Sean, Jim, Mark R., and Mark M., Eric, they're all 2-1. The rest of the crew, 1-2, and Andy, 0-3. The next game is set for tomorrow. The Beefo Brady Bowl, Florida International versus Marshall.
Douglas, I had Louisiana Lafayette, but I did pick Utah State. There was my loss. So I'm 2-1. 2-1 as we get started.
And I have Marshall tomorrow night.
I have Florida International tomorrow night.
Let's pick a game today. Wednesday, it's the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl as TCU plays Louisiana Tech. I'll take TCU.
That shouldn't be that close, should it? I mean, I don't know a lot
about...
I'm
0-3. What do I know?
I'll take TCU as well.
What could I possibly know? I am 0-3.
So true.
But I decided to be a winner and went back in to our friends at Look What's Cooking after we were there on Wednesday.
Like when we were down there for 2 hours.
Tons of folks in there. Not just help. They were helping folks, but the store was full when I went back in there.
Ask them about the all-clad cookware. Ask them about what cookware to suit your needs. Maybe you're just looking for, you know, an individual pan. They can find that for you. Maybe you're looking for a stocking stuffer and on the gadget wall. They got over 100 feet, folks. It's just gadgets. Look What's Cooking. They're located about a block and a half north of the railroad tracks, downtown Kearney, west side of the street.
And I'm not a big cooker, obviously. That's what the Bachelor of Life does. But you look at that and you go, I didn't even know they made these things. That would be helpful. That would be helpful. That would be helpful. That would be helpful. What do I get my sister? What do I get my mom? What do I get dad who's a cooker? What do I get my brother-in-law, who I don't like, but he makes pretty good food? Now, I like my brother-in-law, but maybe that's what you're saying, or sister.
There you go.
Go check it out. Look What's Cooking.
Well, maybe you're looking for somebody that constantly complains about their fillet knife. Dad doesn't have that good fillet knife. They've got a good fillet knife for you. Look What's Cooking. Whether you're looking for, like I said, any of the cookware, whether you're looking for a mat to stand on, go check out the mats. Go stand on one for a minute.
It's
and you'll leave
favorite.
The store.
It's Daddy's favorite thing. Look What's Cooking on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
The Bose Wave Music System is the gift that delights nearly anyone. Hear lifelike sound for CDs and radio. Connect your MP3 player or add the optional multi-CD changer for hours of uninterrupted music. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-1640 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Ask about easy financing. Order the Wave Music System by January 2nd to save $50 and receive free shipping. The Bose Wave Music System, 1-800-611-1640.
Okay, JCPenney knows you still haven't bought her anything yet. Not judging, just saying, so listen up. Now's the time to get smart, affordable gift ideas at the jewelry store inside JCPenney. Like 40% off diamond jewelry. And fine jewelry also sparkles at 40 to 60% off. Plus, all watches are 20 to 25% off. And there you have it. At JCPenney this Christmas, everybody wins. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends on December 24th.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
It's the final week of high school basketball before the Christmas break, and we've still got plenty of great games to bring you on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Monday on Classic Hits 98.9, Gibbon welcomes in Silver Lake. Tuesday, right here on ESPN Radio, Kearney High will be hosting Lexington. And Thursday on The Breeze 94.5, St. Cecilia's at Sandy Creek. And on 1230 KHAS, Hastings will host the Waverly Girls and Beatrice Boys. It's another great week of high school basketball right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We'll see breaks of sun allow us some cloudiness developing as we head through the day today, as temperatures will hold pretty steady in the 30s. North winds will stay gusty at around 15 to 25. Tonight, we'll head back to the upper teens for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 32.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Well, the Tim Tebow era crashed down a little bit.
Well, they're going against a pretty good Patriots team. Baltimore leaving the door wide open now. Pittsburgh Steelers can drop the hammer tonight. Huge game if you're Steeler Nation out there. Go from being a number one seed to being a five seed tonight. Take control of this deal and put the dog in the basket.
Did you hear on Mike and Mike this morning that this will be the fourth time in Monday Night Football history that two teams with 10 wins or more will have met this late in the season?
Really?
The other three times, all in San Francisco. All four times that this has happened, the Niners have hosted. It was the Giants once, the Broncos once, and I believe the Bears. I believe those were the three they said this morning. And in each case, the 49ers won.
Very, very creepy.
Also, the creepy thing, yesterday I caught it on game day on ESPN because that's what I do. Yesterday was only the third time in the history of the National Football League that the defending champions had started the next year 13-0. Now, one of them was the 34 Bears, and their 14th game was the NFL title game. They lost. I think the Broncos were the other team. They lost. And yesterday, the Packers lose. Explain it. I thought, what do you do with these guys that fired their coaches, and they bring on guys that have, you know, they don't bring somebody else in. You know, Romeo Crennel is probably crying on the sidelines yesterday. He's coached NFL. I thought he got a raw deal when he was shown the door at Cleveland. I mean, they went 10-6 one year and didn't make the playoffs. That's just crap. And then Miami, so both those guys with new interim coaches, they win yesterday. And Dolphins win pretty convincingly. The Bills tried to make a late charge, and you beat the Packers. I don't care how you did it. You beat the Packers.
That's right now, they're talking to NFL Network this morning and last night in the highlight show saying, who's the team in the NFC? Obviously, you wouldn't take the Packers after this. I mean, if you said, who do you got in the Super Bowl right now? Well, after the Chiefs beat the Packers, probably wouldn't have the Packers in there. You got a team, is it Dallas Cowboys? That's the one they kept coming up with.
I kept saying the Packers aren't going to win the Super Bowl, but just losing yesterday doesn't mean squat. Just means that the pressure's off. I have the Saints all along. I still like the Saints. And with Minnesota, and I sure messed up in our fantasy league. I overlooked the fact that I knew Minnesota was bad, but I didn't realize how bad. And Drew Brees made him pay for it. Before we get out of here, though, Daddy, want to hear the comments from Bo Pelini after practice Friday. They practice again today, practice tomorrow. Then they have 5 days off to celebrate Christmas, and then they fly out to Orlando on the 26th. But specifically, early in the press conference or post-game press get-together, as everybody sees and listens to, he was immediately asked about the defensive coordinator position and immediately asked about Mike Caputo. And he said, I'm just not commenting on that at this time. And Sam McEwen did a good job of kind of reworking the question later on in the press conference, saying, you know, last year, Ricky Tenar's Baker Steinkuhler had a very similar incident. Are you saying that this incident will be viewed differently? And he says, yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. But here's what the coach had to say specifically about Mike Caputo, because Eric Martin's name, as far as I could tell, was never brought up.
Well, all the discipline I do is handled internally. I make the decision that's, first of all, what's in the best interest of our program. Second of all, also what's in the best interest of each kid. I handle each situation separately, differently, and look at the facts and make the decision that's right.
Coach Pelini also says he's been through it before. He believes that the administration trusts in his decisions.
I think I've showed over the last 4 years that I'm fair. We run a disciplined program. We run a program that's based on accountability. But to sit there and lump everything into one situation, you can't do that. You look at every situation and go with that. I would think that people trust me to do that. I know our administration trusts me to do that, make the right decisions. And I guess that's that.
As Steve Sippel blogged on Husker Extra, it would appear that Mike Caputo will thus be eligible to play in the Capital One Bowl. Because if he wasn't, why would Bo take this stance?
Right.
And that's a good thing for Nebraska. Mike Caputo is looked at as a leader. I mean, from a football standpoint, he's looked at as a leader. He's had a clean slate. This is a blip. I know all the folks that are anti-drinking think he should be thrown in prison. But, you know.
No, killed.
Well, I just.
Shot.
Again, it.
Hang,
town
square.
Call it something different. Say that he skipped a class. Say that, you know, say that, just take the drinking part out of it and give me something that you think is equally as
egregious. Of
yeah.
It.
So I hope everything works out for Caputo. He's a good kid. Now, as far as the defensive coordinator,
I'll be honest with you, I mean, I have a pretty good idea. I had a good idea what I'd do if you ever lose a coach, and I'll just implement the plan when I'm ready to do it. I've had a lot of things. I've been getting pulled a lot of different directions and doing a lot of different things, and I'll handle it in time, and I'll announce it when the time's right.
Well, and so there you go. And Friday night, and then after practice, of course, it was the banquet, and we talked about Lance Terrell gets the Bobby Reynolds Award, Jared Crick gets the Fisher Native Son Award, which goes to someone that grew up in Nebraska, given to a Husker senior who is a native Nebraskan. How did Crick get that?
Yeah.
We better get Crick on and say, you got to give the Fisher Native Son Award back. You're not a native Nebraskan.
Just switch with Lance.
Exactly. So there you go.
Nice to see after all Jared Crick went through to be his friends and people around him that get a vote on this media, get a vote on it, still give him, his due, because obviously he was such a huge part of this team.
Daddy, I know there's a lot of great Christmas presents out there. I'm not quite sure how you would wrap something from TNL Irrigation. How would you wrap a pivot?
Oh, they would just bring in
a part of the pivot?
You just roll in the tire. Dad's eyes would light up, I bet.
Just bring in the hydraulic box.
There you go. Well, Dad's eyes would light up because they got several different sizes of tires, so maybe you get a great big one and roll it in. What the hell's going on? But TNL Irrigation, they can set you up. They could probably do it this week. They can wait for it to warm up in the spring, but get on their list today because you're tired of those electric pivot repair hassles. Well, you don't have that with TNL. You're tired of those failed gearboxes, micro switches? They don't have that with TNL. Experience the TNL difference. We talk about it all the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Call your local TNL dealer or TNL Irrigation today. Proven technology that works. They've been doing it over 55 years in Hastings. There's a reason they've been doing it. Very successful, and it works for you in the field. Decades of profitability in your fields. TNL Irrigation, contact your local TNL dealer today.
Again, one of the bigger news stories that's broke this morning, Hastings College has a new volleyball coach. Matt Buttermore comes over. He has been at Bellevue University, before that at Concordia, married to Laura Pilikowski for you Nebraska volleyball fans. And we will be efforting Coach Buttermore later on this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. UNK baseball coach Damon Day was trying to join us here today, but apparently got caught Christmas shopping. So he'll catch us later in the week as well. Also, Athletic Director John McBride is our Wednesday Loper Link. Fantasy football again Thursday. We're here all week long with Christmas joy. We want to thank Mason Brodeen, Oakland Raider, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. And also Pete Russell from CoachingSearch.com with all the very latest. Tomorrow, Todd Ellis, the voice of the Gamecocks of South Carolina.
I got to give a shout-out to Papa and Gam Gam. Congratulations. You got a grandbaby on the way. Congratulations to them. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Duck and Daddy on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Duck and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.